We've all seen the image of Colonel Sanders on the many restaurants that are his legacy. Now imagine you had the chance to eat at the same table as him and trade stories. That's what happened to this man. And the story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the fall of 1975, a chance encounter took place during a national FFA convention.
Colonel Sanders happened to be in Kansas City that day, saw all the blue jackets on the street, so he asked somebody, why were so many FFA jackets on the street? And they said, well, the national FFA convention is going on.
As Scott McCain recounts, Sanders knew the group well and was a supporter.
And he said, well, wonder if I could go. I think we're going to find room. He's probably the most recognizable person in America at that time.
So Sanders was taken to a sponsor's banquet, and soon, McCain, who was a national FFA officer, was seated next to Colonel Sanders in his bright white suit at the head table. It turns out the pair had something in common.
He said, well, young man, where are you from? And I said, well, sir, I'm sure you've never heard of it. I'm from Crothersville, Indiana. And he said, well, hell, I'm from Henryville.
Sanders had grown up in a town just 12 miles from Scott's home, and the pair knew several people in common. As the meal was served, Sanders did something that surprised Scott.
He pulls out a gold set of flatware, spoon, knife, and fork out of his pocket. He caught me looking at it. He said, yeah, you think it's kind of weird to bring my own stuff, but he said, I don't trust restaurants.
Which was humorous, of course, since he was in the restaurant business. And the reason it was gold was not to show off, but rather to quell any stories when he was finished eating.
And everybody'd see it putting back in my jacket. And they go, well, that old codger's stealing the silverware. So I carry gold so that people will know it's mine.
Sanders was interested in attending an actual convention session after the banquet. And what happened next was quite memorable. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Crothersville, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.